It's that time of year again, Black Friday, where consumers are being showered with tantalizing offers. What's changed in the last couple of years is that more and more people are spending their crypto to make purchases. Merchants are fast catching on to the crypto spending habit and gearing up to accept payments in crypto. To help us understand this, we're joined by Hannes Wessels, General Manager for Binance in South Africa. Hi, Hannes. Thanks very much for your time. Binance is known as the world's largest crypto exchange, so you no doubt have some pretty good insights into consumer spending patterns using crypto. Tell us what trends you're noticing and how consumers are spending their crypto.
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, always a good question. And the answer is always dependent on where we are in the cycle. Now, when we at the time when we recorded this, Bitcoin was heading for 90,000. So two categories there. I think for your pure crypto holders who's holding on to their Bitcoin and Ethereum, those are basically sitting tight at the moment saying, let's hold on and let's wait for the cycle to complete. For the stablecoin users, and we've seen stablecoins almost explode in terms of value, in terms of new coins minted, etc. Those are the guys who like to spend it on the items that we mentioned. And what we are seeing in that space, so our users use our Binance Pay product. And what are they spending it on? I'm seeing a lot of spending going towards premium and collectible apparel, sneaker stores, those type of things. These guys are taking crypto now as payment. I'm seeing folks starting to spend on Takealot and Amazon with our partners Five West. They've built a bridge where you connect your Binance wallet to one of their platforms and you can spend it directly on Amazon.co.za and on Takealot. That's been quite popular. And then also our friends at CryptoConvert and Pick and Pay. That's been a good one. That volumes keep on picking up, which just shows you there's a lot of folks not in the traditional banking system using crypto to buy day-to-day stuff like groceries. So that's been picking up across the board.
Now, what about merchants? Are you seeing any acceleration in terms of adoption from them? And what's their preferred choice for point of sale payments? Because this is a technical challenge for a lot of people who may be owning crypto. They can have it sitting on an exchange. How do they, then do they go about spending that?
So the merchant adoption curve itself, I think, is a little slower than we would like to see. And as crypto firms, we ask ourselves, how can we make it easier for these guys to do it? And I think it ultimately works best when other merchants also form that network effect, if you know, adopt Metcalfe's law, etc. What we ultimately arrive is you get to a point where merchants who trade with crypto merchants, their working capital cycles keep shrinking and it's a more efficient business. I think that's the important bit. In terms of the point of sale payments, there's been a decided shift, not only in South Africa, but across the world, to tap type of devices, and specifically people using their phones. I think tap devices and the old plastic credit cards were, there was a bit of room for fraud there, but now with your phone or your watch or whatever electronic device you use, a lot of that has been negated. I think the security on these devices are quite good. There's always going to be people who get into it, but I think the general fraud rates are quite low. I recently speaking to someone from the Payments Association. They tell me that they've seen a big shift towards Google and Apple devices, specifically using Google Pay and Apple Pay. That's also good for crypto because crypto is ideal for this. You can use your Binance app, add an NFC payment that's crypto enabled, and the money flows within seconds. And that flows directly to the vendor. There's no interim station where it needs to be with a bank or a third-party payment provider that still needs to clear it 2 days later. It's straight to the merchant, and I think that's very attractive.
Now, do you see any sales patterns, or are you making any predictions about where people are going to be spending their crypto this Black Friday?
So, yeah, we've seen quite a bit. I think those aforementioned categories, fashion, high fashion, sneakers, those type of things, I think that's where we're going to see another increase. In terms of numbers, I think we're looking at about a 15 to 20% growth rate this year. It's obviously quite a short period. I think, you know, Black Friday traditionally was a day that retailers used to clear a lot of stock. This has now turned into a week. And I think you see a lot of merchants now saying that they've got a Black November month, So depending how you look at each of those, I still think 15 to 20% increase in users spending their crypto. I think the amount of crypto could be even north of that. But I think that's quite a decent increase at this stage.
All right, finally, how do businesses get instant access to the global consumer base using crypto payments? Because there are certain advantages in using crypto or accepting crypto. Maybe you can just run through some of those.
So I think the first question is register your business with Binance. We've got a specific institutional or corporate website where you basically register your business like you would register yourself as a retail user. You'll upload your company formation documents. It's very easy to use. You literally click and drag it across to that box. It registers. We'll come back with a couple of questions on, you know, who's your ultimate beneficial owner, etc. But most businesses, especially the SMEs, those are quite easy questions to ask. Now, if I look at what makes it easier, is currently I think that rails still work where you'll spend your crypto and either Binance or someone like Crypto Converter 5 West will then convert it into fiat and pay it into the business's or the merchant's bank account. Looking at 5 West as an example, that's something they can do on the day of the trade. They normally aggregate it, split the crypto and the fiat, pay the fiat over to the merchant, and depending on which side of the bank serve clearing system you are, it's either the same day or the next day that you get your payment, which is very efficient at this stage. We still need to move to that next stage where it's trade from one crypto wallet to another, which means if you look at something like Tether or the BNB chain, that's almost instantaneous. It's 10 seconds. It's as long as a credit card transaction would take you in store. The only difference is it pays straight to the merchant. So the merchant immediately gets the funding they need for the product they've just shifted. And I think that instantaneous exchange, again, that's the ideal we're ultimately striving for, because I know most businesses will get a massive benefit from that.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. That was Hannes Wessels, who is country manager for Binance in South Africa. Thanks very much, Hannes, for joining us.
Thank you.